She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I'm back with my lovely regular contributor, Ray Dustar. He's the Juice Star. And we're going to be talking to you today about, and this is, I would say, efficient and effective ways that you can spend your day to get your goals met. And your goals, they could be, of course, many, but I am talking about fitness and nutrition. This is Radio MD, and that's what helps us get well and stay well. So listen, Ray, I know that you have had a long and winding road when it comes to your health and fitness, as have I. And I love that experience because I feel like I've eaten every single way that there is to eat. I think that I've understood every single diet that there is to diet on. I think that I have gone through every single fitness regime that I might be aware of. But I'm finally at a place at my ripe old age of 48 where I feel like the time that I spend in the pie chart of my life, you know, when you think about loved ones and social time and vocation and fitness and nutrition, that I can really rock these things from a very effective and efficient way. And I know that you and I share that.
Absolutely. Wait, did you say 48 or 28? What are you talking? I think there was a, there was some static in the line.
That's right. I really appreciate that there, brother.
I agree with everything you're saying. And, you know, for me, it's been the past 2 years. Really, the past 2 years, I've honed in on, you know, what worked for me. And my goal today was kind of to share some of those things and then get your perspective on it. Let's start in the mornings. So here's what I do, and then I'd love to hear what you do. So I literally, when I get up, the first thing I do every single day is I start my day with that shot of Boost. So anybody out there that wants to go grab Boost, go to boost.com, use the code Dr. Holly. For me, that is the way I've been starting my day for really the past 6 months. So I take a shot of Boost, I get 100% daily value of those vitamins into my system, and then I bring out 2 oranges and 1 sweet lemon. I take my little $29.99 citrus juicer that I bought from Macy's, and I literally juice myself a glass of, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 ounces, a glass of fresh-squeezed orange and sweet lemon juice. I've been doing that now for probably, almost 8 months, and I literally just celebrated my 600th day of not being sick, believe it or not. So that's been 600 days, no cold, no flu, no sore throat, and then the joke I like to say, no saggy diaper that leaks. And I feel like that combination of, you know, 2 oranges and a sweet lemon every morning is been a big contributor to that. And then, obviously, you need to have some breakfast. You know, I really stress to people that if you're on the go, you know, maybe it's a breakfast bar, but figure out a way to have breakfast. Lately, for me, kind of my go-to has been I found a really nice high-fiber cereal from Trader Joe's, and I have a bowl of that with almond milk. Super easy, super quick, and, you know, I feel like I've got my day off to a good start. So that's how I do my morning. How do you do yours?
Well, let's talk about why, because I don't know, people are probably sick of hearing me, I got to tell you, but listen, I want to talk about why that's so important. And so, of course, you talked about the 2 oranges and the sweet lemon. What are they full of? They're full of vitamin C. Now, with the natural supplement companies just being so sophisticated these days, and there are some products that, oh my gosh, the research is amazing. Vitamin C, ain't so sexy, but guess what? Extremely effective, and guess what? Extremely inexpensive. So right there, you are warding off, in my opinion, Ray, you are increasing the resistance of the host, because when we get overcome by a virus, you know, a bacteria or a fungal infection, we are hosting these little guys. And we're like, hey, come on in, set up housekeeping. How long are you going to stay? A week, 2 weeks? You know, it's like, so what you do when you take your vitamin C in the way that you're describing it is you're increasing the resistance of the host. And once again, you're taking this in a liquid form. And your lovely analogy with even with Boost, your product, is that, hey, you take a sip of coffee, you pretty much feel that right away. I do. You take a sip of wine, you feel that as well. And then you take these liquid forms of things that are easily digestible. They get into your system and they actually work. The other thing that you said about breakfast, here's what I really want people to know. When you get up, you start to think, okay? When you're sleeping, you don't have to think too much, all right? You really don't. If you wake up, watch that, because you're going to start, right? But if you get up in the morning and you don't, quote unquote, break the fast because you've been fasting all night, your brain requires blood sugar to function. And if you don't break the fast, if you aren't having breakfast, it's a very alarming state for your body. Now, of course, your body's meant to take care of you, but your adrenal glands, which are needed for like 500 different things, has to tell your brain, to tell your liver to kick out glycogen. And here's the thing, Ray and listeners, you are always in a state of survival. You are not thriving. And if anybody has healing to do, you are not healing. You are just getting through to the next darn day. And that's why it's so important, in my opinion, to eat breakfast.
Totally. I agree with everything. So here's a couple other, you know, kind of tips and tricks for me. So I am a coffee drinker, but what I did probably 3 months ago was I switched to, you know, there's like a half and half, half decaf, half regular. I did that for a month, and then 2 months now, I basically been having decaf in the morning. So my morning coffee, I've now switched over to decaf. Another little trick that I do. Couple other things. Then as I get going throughout the day, you know, one thing that I tell a lot of people is, you know, when you're making dinner at night, like I do this a lot with various bean dishes that I eat, and I eat a ton of beans these days, but I will basically make enough to, you know, feed an army of, let's say, 7 people, and it's only me, but then that gives me enough leftovers for several days that I can have put in, you know, smaller Tupperware dishes, and I'll keep that for, you know, lunch and dinner or throughout the day, and, you know, in one sitting, I've made enough that can kind of feed myself for several days. So that's another kind of, you know, tip and trick. Another thing is in water. You know as well as I do, you know, most of Americans probably do not drink enough water throughout the day.
We don't drink enough water.
Yeah. So I went out and I bought a 32-ounce glass bottle, and basically I fill that bad boy up 2 or 3 times a day, and I started out with a 24-ounce, and I realized that, you know, whatever I fill up, I'm going to end up drinking it. So now I'm drinking, you know, at least 2 of these 32-ounce glass bottles of water every day, in addition to, you know, I might have a hot tea throughout the day or, you know, some other liquid. So I definitely would recommend for everybody to go out and find a nice kind of, I personally use glass. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of good BPA-free stainless steel ones out there. But find yourself something that you can use as kind of a, you know, a water dispenser, and then that will help you drink kind of water throughout the day.
All right, because you know these segments go so quick, and I think you're spot on. Talk about fitness.
All right, let's talk about fitness. You know, we talked about this a couple shows ago, but, you know, the high-intensity interval training, if you don't know what that is, just Google it. Google high-intensity interval training. It's HIIT. It's called HIIT training. And basically, that's where you're taking your heart rate up, you're bringing it down. You're taking it up, you're bringing it down. And that right there, that little tip and trick took my workouts from 45 minutes down to about 12 to 15 on the cardio side. So that's another thing that I highly, highly recommend for people in order to be able to save time and do that. Last tip when it comes to fitness, and I know you're all about the sauna, the dry sauna. Personally, for me, instead of doing the sauna after my workout, I go in there fully clothed with my, you know, workout gear on, and I spend 10 minutes in there. I get a really, really good sweat going, and then I come right out of the dry sauna, and I go into my cardio or my weight routine. So that's another little tip and trick that I would definitely recommend, you know, you try and see how that, you know, affects your workout. For me,
right,
it increases my sweat factor 20-fold. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, so here we have Dr. Ray Doustar. I call him doctor because I think he's earned one through all of his trials and tribulations about being one of the healthiest fit people that I do know at this point in time. You can find him at Boost, BUICED.com. Get in that sauna. When you get things out, you get toxins out, and that's what it's all about. We're just helping you stay well. Dr. Holly Lucille, this is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. Thanks for listening.